John Bruce, we're going to go to you with story number one. This is a piece that's coming out of CNN. I'm going to read you the headline. I'm going to read you the first couple of breaths, and I want you to comment. Let me sort of set the scene before I go ahead and read the headline. This month, the National Association of Realtors, they reached they worked out a settlement where basically they agreed to pay about $418 million over the course of the next 4 years, and they're going to change their commission structure. Previously, anybody who listed a property with their realtor nationwide, the sell side, the listing side, would typically offer a commission to anybody bringing in a buyer, a realtor, a club member of the National Association of Realtors who brought in a buyer, and therefore a commission would be offered, and both sides would sort of split the commission. Well, as a result of the settlement, that's no longer the case. A settlement was reached, and come July, in theory, this settlement could go into effect if a judge signs off on it. So that's the background, John. Let me go ahead and read you the first couple graphs in the headline. Headline, should you sell your home now or wait for the realtor settlement this summer? And then the first couple graphs, Sean, that I'll ask you to comment. Listing your home in the spring used to be a no-brainer, but a major real estate shakeup is complicating the equation. That shakeup's coming from a $418 million settlement the National Association of Realtors announced last week with groups of home sellers that could go into effect as early as July. The settlement will eliminate the longstanding standard of 6% commissions paid by the seller, which could ultimately make it cheaper to sell your home post-settlement. But is it worth waiting to list your home and potentially risking a sale? John, why don't you give us your take? What does the story lay out? And then what's your interpretation of sort of everything you're hearing and everything you're reading?
Well, I think all things being equal, yeah, you should definitely wait. I mean, if you don't have to sell your house now, you should wait because I think everyone will agree that the commission structure as it is now will be going away, and home sellers are going to save a lot of money on the sale and the commissions to real estate agents. And so if you could wait a couple months, you might benefit. Now, you know, Florida's in a unique situation somewhat because, you know, typically we're going, in July, July, August is really the start of the slow season. It's hurricane season. That might sway your decision. But if you don't have to sell, I would definitely wait around because I think everybody agrees that home sellers are going to benefit.
Now, Jean, up until this settlement went to was announced, the general way that real estate worked, if you hired a realtor, and keep in mind, if you have a real estate license, once you have that real estate license, you go ahead, you join a club called the Realtor Association. And once you join the Realtor Association, your primary reason to drop your $1,000 a year to become a member or to be a member is you get to use this multiple listing survey, which is a database that realtors use to go ahead and market properties. And then Zillow and other websites, they go ahead and they tap into this this resource, if you will, which is the MLS, and they go ahead and they market the properties elsewhere. Now, come July, if the settlement goes into effect, no longer would a seller have to offer commission to another realtor. So in theory, right now, if you list your property, you're probably paying 6% commission if you're the seller. But come July, you might only have to offer 3% commission. So what does that mean? That means a $100,000 sale. In theory, right now, you have to pay a 6% commission. You could offer $3,000 commission. That seems like quite the incentive for me as to why you should wait. Am I getting the right shot, or did I mix something up there?
No, that's exactly right.
Now, let me go ahead and open the floor. Let me open it to Forrest and Mr. Fackler as well. Gentlemen, if you were in the market for a condo or a property in South Florida, how do you think it would look from the buy side? Do you think there's any reason to move now, maybe while there's still chaos, the settlement hasn't been signed off yet on a judge by a judge? Or do you think it makes more sense on a buy side perspective to also sit back? So you can see why the seller makes sense to not necessarily list your property today because you could save half the commission. But what about on the buy side? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, if I was in the market, I'm a renter right now, but I was a homeowner. But if I was in the market as a buyer, I would try to hustle a little bit and see if I can get some sort of a deal while the chaos is going on in the market. But other than that, you know, I'd sort of stay away from this whole buy sell side. I just continue to rent.
Continue to rent. And Forrest, any thoughts or?
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would wait. I'm a renter myself. Would like to buy one day. I would wait and see if I could could save, I would. The thing about real estate, from what I understand, is that it if it's going down, it tends to bounce along a bottom for a little while. So you do have that luxury right now, theoretically, you know, to wait and see how it goes.
You know, and that's kind of interesting if I could just throw it out there. But basically about July of 2023 is when a lot of the interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve started to kick in. We started to see a slowing in the marketplace and ultimately a freezing of the market, where now you got a lot more product available. You don't have the transactions going on. So in theory, if everybody's sitting back waiting, we could have gone a year, basically a year of bleeding out the market where no transactions are going on, A, because of interest rates, B, because prices got too high. You got the insurance crisis going out, but now you even got the National Association of Realtors settlement, which is creating all this other confusion. Do you think that this is possibly the worst of times for realtors and it's only going to get better? Or is this likely just the beginning of what could be some sort of correction? Anybody want to take that?
Well, do you think there's going to be, and it makes sense that it'd be an increase in inventory. And if there's an increase in inventory, that's going to affect the pricing. So it might be, you know, it might be difficult to get a good deal. Or maybe I'm not a real estate person, but maybe it's better for a buyer to sit back and wait. There's more inventory now. The seller's going to bring their prices down. And maybe that's a chance to pounce.
Look at Mr. Fackler. Mr. Fackler says he didn't know anything about real estate. That to me sounds like a discount buyer in the making. Well done, Mr. Fackler. Well done.